November 7th PM, Govardhan.
By the special mercy, remaining in Vrindavan, we have visited so many forests. We stayed there till about 14 days. After that, by special mercy, we have the very dear beloved to Krishna, the fulfiller of all the desires, Shri Shri Giriraj's lotus feet, we have reached. We will stay here for around 16-17 days, and all the nearby whatever forests, Nandbao, Varsana, Suryakund, and other such Choti Charan Pahari, pastime places, other such pastime, Kokilvan, Yavat, all these things we will have, this very rare places, we will visit all these places. You know the glories of Giriraj Ji. Yes, do not take a Shila of Giriraj Ji. If you want to take only by the order of Guru Vaishnavas, and if you take it, you have to put equal amount of weight in gold to that Shila. If you don't listen to all these instructions, do not follow these, what will happen to you, I cannot tell you. I cannot promise you what may befall on you. The Western devotees, English.
4, 5, 6, Govardhan Shila. They should not go. So Giriraj Ji ki parikrama karte samay,
performing Giriraj parikram, if somebody, desires some material sense enjoyment, material desires, like I may get married, or may I get lot of wealth, oh, let my daughter get married, let my son get married, they will, Giriraj Govardhan will provide this very easily. That's why nowadays you see parikram by hundreds of thousands of people being performed every day, especially in the month of Kartik, and just one Ekadashi before in Purnima. In Purnima you will see that there will be no place to even stand around Govardhan. All will be performing parikram, circumambulating and desiring. Every one place, 100 times they pay obeisances. How many years it takes to perform their parikram? Why? Oh, for some material sense desires. He is unfortunate, these people. They are not desiring Krishna bhakti like the gopis performed bhakti. That's why they are unfortunate. Giriraj Ji, in Golok Vrindavan, he resides in Golok Vrindavan. One time, Krishna said to Radha Ji, I want to go to Bhulok, the earthly planet. And you also please come along with me. She said, I will not go like this. Yamuna Nadi must come with us. Giriraj Govardhan must be there. And all the things that are in bridge, if they will be there, first they incarnate there, then I will go also. That is why Giriraj Ji is no ordinary. It is from Golok Vrindavan that he has come here. Now different devotees will describe. You please, all of you here. Sharing to Tirtha Maharaj to describe the glories of Giriraj Govardhan. Translation, Damodar Maharaj.
So by the unlimited grace, Sri Guru and Gauranga,
We had a chance to stay more than 14 days in Vrindavan. In those 14 days, we went to many, many pastime forests of Krishna. And now, by the grace of Vrindavan and Krishna, we have come here to Krishna's dear most, who fulfills all one's desires, Sri Giriraj Maharaj. And we will stay approximately 16 days here. We will visit all the main forests around here, like Chalambiya, like Yavat, Surikund, Baitak, many, many places. But no one should take a Govardhan Shila from here. To do so will destroy one's bhajan. If one desires a Govardhan Shila, one should replace that Govardhan Shila with an equal weight of gold after taking permission from the spiritual master, the Vaishnavas, and the Vrijavasis.
And any devotee should not climb on the Govardhan.
And no one should walk upon Giriraj, climb upon him. We should be careful that here we have no material desires. Many millions and millions of people come here to perform parikram for the fulfillment of their desires, especially on the days from Ekadasi to Purnima, the full moon. There is not even room for standing here. And all I want is something. They have desire for marriage, or my daughter should be married, or I should possess a new house, I should get a job. Some people even in one place perform 108 parikrams in one place, dandavats in one place. And for many years they perform this austerity. Why? Simply for the fulfillment of some material desires. But they are most unfortunate because they are cheated from the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. Therefore, this Govardhan is always situated in Golok Vrindavan. So when Krishna said to Radhika, I will descend to the world, I will go to Gokul, then Srimati Radhika said, Krishna said, you should come with me. Srimati Radhika said, no, I will not go anywhere without Vimuna, without Giriraj, without the forest of Rajamandal. They should appear first in this world, then I will also go. So Giriraj is not ordinary. He is always situated in the spiritual world.
Wow.
First of all, I offer my respects to my Guru Pad Padma. Thereafter, present all the sannyasis, Vaishnavas, mothers, and all the Vaishnavas, I offer my appropriate respects. We have traveling from Mathura, performing Mathura, we came to Vrindavan, and from Vrindavan, now we have come to Braj Gokul, and from Gokul to Vrindavan, we reached Matvan, Bandirvan, Bahulavan, and there also Madhuvan, Talvan, Umudvan, Bahulavan, Lohavan, Matvan, Belvan, Bandirvan, Badravan. On these forests we travelled. We heard the pastimes of the pastime places. Now by the unlimited mercy of Gurudev, we have come in Giriraj Govardhan at the foothills of Giriraj Govardhan. Shri Raghunath Goswami Pad is saying,
वैकुंठात् जहितो वरा मधुपुरी तत्रापि रासु सवा वृंदारण्यमुदार पाणी रमणात् तत्रापि गोवर्धनम् राधा कुंडम यहापि गोकुलपते प्रेमामृत प्लावना कुर्यादस्य विराजतो गिरितटे सेवां विवेकी नः कः। बोले कि वैकुंठा जलितो वरा मधुपुरी तत्रापि रासो सवा। वैकुंठपुरी अपेक्षा सर्वश्रेष्ठ यह मधुपुरी जहाँ पर भगवान कृष्ण ने जन्म लिया,
वेर भगवान श्री कृष्ण को बर्थ एंड देवकी वसुदेव It was present both these moods, Ashwarya and Madhurya, sweetness as well as opulence. Because of Madhurya Bhav, Bhagwan Sri Krishna appeared there. He performed his appearance pastime. And in Braj Gokul he took birth. Where Braj Gokul, it is only place of Madhurya, sweetness, Matsulya, Premras. In this place, Bhagwan Sri Krishna became the child Gopal and performed his childhood pastime. That's why all the Vatsalya pastimes were performed there. And traveling from there, when he proceeded towards Vrindavan, then the Brajavasis resided in Patikara. Residing there, Krishna Balaram both, they became the maintainers of the Braj Vasis. And they performed so many pastimes in Vrindavan, etc. From 3.5 years to 5 years, they performed Brahma Mohan pastime and in Brihadban. All the pastimes in those days were full of Vatsalya Ras, which they performed with the elderly ladies, gopis, and also with the cows. In 6 years, he stole away their clothes and also promised them to fulfill their desires. At the 7th year, he lifted the Govardhan. And in the 8th year, he performed his Ras Leela in Sharadiya Ras pastime. And also then he performed Kaliya Daman pastime he performed in Vrindavan. These beautiful pastimes, whatever are, one vihar, etc., Bhagwan Shri Krishna, along with Sakas, in Pogandaras, he tasted all in Pogandaras. Thereafter, after Pogand comes, Kaishor pastimes are performed, and in that Kaishor youth pastime from Vrindavan, again he came to Govardhan. That is why all our acharyas are saying even higher than Vrindavan is this Giriraj Govardhan, where Bhagwan Shri Krishna performed his amorous pastimes. Where Giriraj Govardhan, in each and every cave, in every kunj of Giriraj Govardhan with Braj Gopis, he performed his amorous pastimes. And he fulfilled the desire of the gopis, and in prem and anurag it kept on increasing many folds the moods of Braj Gopis, from snare, man, tana, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. It reached all these stages and it became more and more astonishing, their love towards each other. Raghunath Das Goswami Pad is describing that Radha and Krishna, their prana, this love towards each other, it is this is increasing more and more. Everybody in Braj knows that Krishna loves Radharani and Radharani loves Sri Krishna, but it reached the pinnacle of love where they are meeting each other and enjoying each other to the highest moods of love. That's why this Giriraj Govardhan, which all the Pramod Mohan Leela in each and every cave, in each and every cave he is performing so many beautiful loving pastimes, like we went in Patha, Chandra Sarovar, etc. places where Sharadiya Ras, even higher than Sharadiya Ras, Vasanti Ras, the astonishing Vasanti Ras was performed. And in that, Radharani, her special moods, this was established all over. This is Shriraj Giriraj Govardhan. This Giriraj Govardhan, now, just now he described Gurudev, and also he ordered that this Giriraj Govardhan, where did he come from? We are hearing from Vaishnavas that it is the son of Dronachal. Like in the material birth, somebody takes birth in the material world. Similarly, Nitya Siddhi Parikar also, they incarnate as if taking birth. This is the Hridaya Swarup of Sri Radhaji, and it is described in Nitya Dham that he is present there eternally. But when he see here in these manifest pastimes, he seems to be Dronachal's son. He appears here as Dronachal's son. Dron Parvat is in the Himalayas, and amongst and he Giriraj Govardhan is famous as Dronachal's son. There was one Pulatsa Rishi, very big. He was a resident of Kashi, wandering all around. By the mystical power of yoga, he reached the Himalayas, and there he was honored. Dronachal mountain honored Pulatsa Rishi, and when he is about to return, that time he said, there are so many mountains, chain of mountains here. There is no mountain in our Kashi. I want a mountain so that our ashram will become very beautiful, and it will look just as green and lush green as it is here. I need one mountain. That time, in the other yuga, what was happening? They used to, the mountains could fly in the air. They used to have wings, and all these mountains you could wander around. But Devraj Indra, after some days, he cut the wings of the mountains by his vajra. Now they cannot move any longer. It is heard like this. Then Dron Parvat's son Giriraj Govardhan, he is very beautiful, very healthy, very handsome, full of lush green grass, trees, etc. Like this, Pulatsa Rishi became greedy towards this Giriraj Govardhan, and Pulatsa Rishi requested, how can I do this? His father Dronachal replied, if Giriraj wants to leave, he can. To increase the beauty of your ashram, I have no objection. Then Pulatsa Rishi said to Giriraj, please, can you come to increase the beauty of my ashram? He said, replied, yes, I can, on one condition. One, that you will have to carry me. Second, wherever you will keep me, I will not move a single inch from there. Then he said, quite right, whatever you say. And also, you cannot touch me in impure state, if you are unclean. He agreed. Alright. When he agreed, now he is making all preparations. After that, he lifted up by the mystical power. He lifted up the Giriraj Govardhan on his palms, and when he is traveling by air, when he reached the Braj, land of Braj, that time, now Giriraj Govardhan is remembering all those pastimes that are going to be performed here by Shri Krishna, and he will perform his so sweet pastimes. How can I leave these pastimes? And he said to Shri Krishna, O Prabhu, I can't leave you. Please, I can't leave the abode of your pastime places. Please help me. Now by this prayer, Pulatsa Rishi developed a desire to pass urine, and then he came down from the sky and he put the mountain on the ground, and now he went to pass water. After some time, when he became free, then he wants to lift up Giriraj Govardhan. Now he is not getting lifted up, and when he is not able to lift him, he's saying, why don't you come? Let's go. He said, you remember, I took your word that wherever you will keep me for the first time, I will not move an inch from there. You will not move? No, I can't. You keep your word. if you have kept me, now I won't move. Oh, I just wanted to pass water, and what could I do in this? Whatever. This was not the condition. The condition was that wherever you will keep me. Okay, he said, you will not move. You will not move. You will not move at all. You will increase every day by the sesame seed, size of sesame seed. I mean, anyway, he said, this is what I agree. I can take this curse on my head, but I will not leave Brajbhumi. Then Pulastra Rishi went away, but Giriraj Govardhan forever he stayed here. Maybe he is in every day he is decreasing in size. Maybe he has even decreased. But in Krishna's, remembering Krishna's pastimes, he is always absorbed. There Krishna has performed his pastimes. And to increase the glory of Giriraj, Krishna lifted up Giriraj Govardhan to break the pride of Indra. He increased his glories in this pastime, and also he gave him the fortune of the touch of his hand, and for 7 days he kept him on the little finger of his left hand, and he announced his glories all over. And after this, all the pastimes, everybody knows that how they were Indra came and he begging forgiveness, and he then performed Abhishek of Krishna, and he gave him the name title Govind. Brought the Ganga from the heavenly planets, gave him Abhishek to Krishna, the protector of the cows and the gopas and gopis, who has incarnated, O Govind, you please protect me, please excuse me, Indra is begging forgiveness. Like this he has prayed, and like this is Giriraj Jai, where Shri Krishna, through Shri Krishna, he is lifted by Shri Krishna on his left hand, and although he is hit in this during this time by the thunderbolts of Indra, but he is considering all this to be the to be as if struck by flowers. Every stone everywhere we see that they are full, they are complete, they are quite big. But Giriraj Govardhan, we see all the stones on that mountains, they are shattered into pieces till late, we can see, because of being hit by the thunderbolts of Indra. But still, he doesn't mind all this. He is still staying here because he is completely absorbed in meditating, thinking on Krishna and on his pastimes. So like this, Giriraji, who is serving Radha Madhav, always he is present here to serve them. Today also, he is present as the very worshipable demigod of Braj. We have come at his foothills today. We take his shelter. I pray at his lotus feet and we beg his mercy. Today I worship his lotus feet. Vanchakalpataru.
Harimatma Vrindakaya Govardhanam Govardhanam नमामि शिरसा नमामि गोवर्धनोमि शिरसा नमामि श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सति गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे By the Avaituki Kripa, because of this mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, under the guidance of our beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astro Tarasata Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and our Rupa Nuga Guru Varga, we are so fortunate on our Braja Mandala Parikrama to come to this highest of all places in all of Braj Mandala, Sri Giriraj Govardhan. So the glories of Giriraj Govardhan are actually unlimited, because Sri Giriraj Govardhan is actually an expansion of Sri Krishna himself. He is one in tattva with Sri Krishna. But at the same time, Sri Giriraj Govardhan is an eternal associate of Sri Krishna from the transcendental spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan Dham. And there, he is serving Krishna and Krishna's associates, the cows, the gopas, the gopis, eternally serving them by providing all the necessary paraphernalia for their sweet, amorous pastimes and transcendental leelas, which are performed at all directions around Giriraj Govardhan. So, he is the eternal associate of Radha and Krishna, and he has descended into this world to assist Lord Krishna's pastimes in the material world. So, how Giriraj Govardhan came into this world, there is only a leela, a pastime, but actually he is the eternal associate. But nevertheless, in the Puranas, in the Adi Varaha Purana, there is one story that describes how Giriraj Govardhan appeared here in Braja. So actually, Giriraj Govardhan is the son of Dronachala in the Himalayan mountains. And at the time of Lord Ramachandra in Treta Yuga, when Ramachandra was going to build a bridge to span across the Indian Ocean to Lanka, and at that time he was assisted by the monkey army, who were bringing boulders and stones and sticks and everything so that they could build a bridge and walk across. So Hanumanji, the great servant of Lord Ramachandra, he became very, very inspired to bring this Giriraj Govardhan from the top of the Himalayan mountains. So he placed Giriraj Govardhan on his hand, and he began to fly in the air to render this seva to Lord Ram. And as he came over this area of Braj Mandala, holding Giriraj Govardhan in his hand, at that time he heard an aerial voice telling him that, oh, now the bridge has been completed, there is no more need for any more boulders or rocks to be brought. So at that time, Giriraj Govardhan, by Hanumanji's assistance, was placed down here, exactly where he stands now in Braj Mandala. And Giriraj Govardhan remained here all through the Yugas, up to Dwapar Yuga, when Sri Krishna appeared here and performed all his pastimes in this area. And at the same time, in the Garga Samhita, there is another story which is related, because in different kalpas, different pastimes of the Lord take place. So, also, there is one great rishi, Pulastya Rishi. And Pulastya Rishi used to perform his meditations and all of his tapasyas in Kashi. And when he was visiting Dronachal, there he saw the son of Dronachal, which is Govardhan. And he saw how beautiful, how sweet was the atmosphere when he was there on Giriraj Govardhan. And there were such beautiful waterfalls, and it was a very inspiring atmosphere with the fragrance of flowers, beautiful forests everywhere. So he requested to Dronacharya that please allow your son to come and be at my ashram so that I can perform my meditations. So Dronacharya agreed, but he was also somewhat frightened that the great Pulastya Rishi, very powerful mystic Rishi, would curse him. So he agreed. And Giriraj Govardhan himself also agreed, but on one condition, that as he is carrying him through the air, if he puts him down in any place for any reason, then he will stay there. So Pulastya Rishi very happily accepted this condition, and he began to lift Giriraj Govardhan on his hand with his mystic powers, and he began to fly through the air. Now when he came here to this area of Rajmandala, Giriraj Govardhan, he understood that this was his place to stay. And Giriraj became very, very heavy, so that the Rishi was not even able to hold him up any longer. And finally the Rishi came down and placed Giriraj down on the earth here in this place. And then the Rishi went to take his bath and perform his anik, chanting his mantras. And then when he came and he returned, now he again requested Giriraj to come upon his hand. But at that time, Giriraj Govardhan reminded him that he had already made a promise and agreed that he would not be lifted up again after he was put down. And when he told this to the Rishi became very upset, and the Rishi cursed Giriraj. Oh, all right, then you will stay here, but you will constantly be shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. Every single year, the size of one mustard seed, you will shrink down. So Giriraj Govardhan was very happy that now he would be in the land of Krishna's pastimes. So Giriraj happily stayed there and Pulastya Rishi left. So actually Giriraj Govardhan, we can see now, after 5,000 years plus, Giriraj Govardhan has shrunken down. But Srila Gurudev is telling us in his Braj Mandala Parikrama book that who can actually say whether it is because of this curse of the Rishi or whether it actually is because Giriraj Govardhan, he is feeling great, great separation from Sri Krishna after he performed his transcendental pastimes here in Braj Mandala. So, Srila Rupa Goswami in Sri Upadeshamrita, he explains to all the sadhakas that if you want to perform this bhajan to attain the service of Radha and Krishna in Braja, then you should live in Braja. You should be residing in the land of Braja Vrindavan. And there, under the guidance of pure Vaishnavas, you should perform your transcendental Harinam Seva bhajan. So, in the next verse after that, then Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining where is the best place to perform in all of Braj Mandala. And there he gives a comparative analysis. He says, Vaikuntaj janito vara manupuri tatrapi ratsuk sabat vrindaranya mudarapani ramanat tatrapi govardhanam radha kunda vihapi gopulapate premam rita plavanat kuryad asya virajato giridate sevam viveki naka. Here he says, Vaikuntaj janito vara madhupuri. In comparison with the transcendental spiritual world of Vaikuntha lokas, the transcendental land of Mathura, Madhupuri, it is far superior to that because Sri Krishna took his birth there. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, he was born there. And in comparison with Madhupuri, then the land of Vrindaranya, the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, is superior because Tatrapi Rasa Utsavat, the great Utsav, the festival of Ras Lila, the Mahalila, took place there on the banks of the Jamuna River at Vamshivat. But superior to that place is Govardhan. Why? Because it was held on the hand of Sri Krishna for 7 days and seven nights. This pastime took place here. And also in the land of Giriraj Govardhan, being part of Giriraj Govardhan, the two kundas, Shyama Kunda and Radha Kunda, are situated there. And between them, Radha Kundam is radiant, supremely glorious amongst any other places. And that is situated in Govardhan. Actually, it is compared, the Shyama Kunda and Radha Kunda are compared to the two eyes of a peacock. Because Giriraj Govardhan, his shape is also like a peacock, and sometimes also compared to like a cow. How the cow takes his head, puts its head within its belly, like that. So the two eyes of the peacock is Giriraj Govardhan. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami also compares Shyama Kunda and Radha Kunda and Giriraj Govardhan to the fresh tilak on the face of all of Braj Mandala, which is decorating Braj Mandala. So in this place is so glorious. Our acharyas have glorified Giriraj Govardhan to show us that here, amongst all the pastimes of Radhan Krishna's Leela, especially in their Vasanti Ras Leela, which was performed here in Giriraj Govardhan, in the forest surrounding Govardhan, that Leela is the topmost supreme Leela. And there, Sri Krishna tasted the topmost Ras in the association of Srimati Radhika and the Braja Gopis. So the glories of Giriraj Govardhan will be understood day by day, as our beloved Gurudev leads our parikrama and our harikatha and shows us that we have become so fortunate to come here under his guidance in his association and to worship Giriraj Govardhan. Vam Sakalpaturi Vashtra.
Speak only those things Prasanna Prabhu is ordering, which Tirtha Maharaj has left.
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Istadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
First of all, I am offering my obeisances innumerable times to my Gurudev Srila Rupa Siddhanti Maharaj, Lotus Feet. Thereafter, I also offer my similar respects to my Shiksha Gurudev, Om Shripad Paramahamsa Narayana Goswami Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj, Lotus Feet, all the present sannyasis, Vaishnav and Vaishnavis. At the Lotus Feet, I offer my appropriate respects. Today is a day of our great fortune that under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, we have come to Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj, today all over the world, he is famous, he has become very popular, all his glories have spread all over the world, his bhajan, his preaching is spreading all over. This is Giriraj Maharaj's mercy, because one time in the foothills of Giriraj Govardhan, where today we are hearing this Bhagavad Katha, Giriraj, one time Gurudev resided at the foothills of Giriraji, and he somehow maintaining himself by taking some madhuri, collecting some alms, he performed so many austerities, and by the mercy of Giriraj, today he is so glorious all over the world. In our sampradaya, Giriraj is very glorious, he is very, without his mercy, nobody can enter into the prem seva of Radha and Krishna. That is why Sri Uddhavji also is coming to Braj, and when he sees the glories of the Braj gopis, he is thinking, where can my desires be fulfilled? Then he understood that without the mercy of Giriraj, it's not possible to fulfill my desires. That is why Uddhavji also came to this very place at the foothills of this Giriraj. He performed here his bhajan in the form of grass. Naradji also, when from Purnamasi and Shankarji, he is hearing the glories of Ashtakali Leela and Gopi Prem. Where did he perform his sadhan bhajan? At the foothills of Giriraj. He performed his sadhan and bhajan. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, although he is Rati Manjari, still he is praying. What does he pray? He is praying this prayer. O Giriraj Govardhan, please be merciful on me and give me residence at your foothills. Sanatan Goswami, he is Lavang Manjari himself, but still every day he is coming here and circumambulating, performing his parikram every day, walking. He comes here from Mathura and from to this place, then again he comes back to Vrindavan every day. Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all the Goswamis who were, they have resided in the foothills of Giriraj Govardhan and performed their bhajan. Why? Because its name is Govardhan. Giriraj Govardhan. What does it mean, Govardhan? Just now, Maharaji, we were hearing that how Krishna himself, when from Golok Vrindavan, when he desires to come to this planet of birth and death, he is saying to Radhe, O Radhe, I want to go to this planet of birth and death. You will also have to come with me. Radhavan is saying, I am not going to go like this. If Giriraj Govardhan will remain where he is, Giriraj Govardhan is not there, Yamuna River is not there, Shambhun Radhakund is not there, where the 12 forests are not there, Nandgaon Barsana is not there. I don't want to go to such a place. Bhagavan Shri Krishna said, O Radhe, I am not going alone. When I go, I will take all this Golok Vrindavan, whatever is there, I will take all this with me. That's why whatever we see in this world, actually it has all been brought directly from all the Nikunj. You can understand that it has come to this world. That's why Giriraj Govardhan, although ordinarily we see here that he is Dronachal's son, Ramchandra, when he was making the bridge, that time he was kept here. But actually, factually, he is come from Golok Dham. One time, Radha and Krishna performing their sweet loving pastimes, they were thinking, we have to go to perform our pastimes in the planet of birth and death. There should be such a place to perform our pastimes where all the things paraphernalia needed for our pastimes should be there. Beautiful trees, all the flowers, all the fruits that are needed, waterfalls, fountains, the seasons of all wonderful seasons should be present there. There should be such a place which will be able to nourish our pastimes. That time Radharani, from her very own heart, she manifested this Giriraj Govardhan as the most opulent place of their pastime where it has to be performed. She manifested it from her heart. That is why this is appeared from Radharani's heart. That's why his name is Giriraj. Giriraj. Giri means the mountain, Raj means the king, the topmost of all the mountains. One time, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they are thinking, how he performed austerities, and when Bhagwan became happy, he says that I want the service of your lotus feet. Why? Because you must have heard that Brahma himself, when at the time of kidnapping his cows and cowherd boys, then he understood that Krishna is Bhagwan. Then what did he pray for? He said in these words, he said, out of Gokul, where ordinary people reside, I want to become the dust at their lotus feet. Brahma himself, as Barsana, he appeared as the Barsana mountain. And Shankarji, he also wants to have darshan of Bhagwan's Ras. he also came as Gopi to see Krishna Seva, to perform Krishna Seva as Nandishwar Parvat. He appeared as Nandagaon. And Bhagwan himself, Vishnu, to achieve the Bhagavat Seva, Vishnu himself appeared as Giriraj Govardhan. That's why the three topmost demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, these three also have come here to perform the service of, in the form of mountains, in this bridge, to touch, get the touch of Radha and Krishna's lotus feet and the their service. Giriraj one swarup, one form is Bhagwan Shri Vishnu, and in another form, Shri Giriraj Govardhan is Bhagwan Shri Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why is instructing to Raghunath Das Goswami when he is sending him to Braj. That time he gave him two things. One, Giriraj Shila. He said, "Oh Raghunath, this Giriraj Shila is Bhagwan Shri Krishna directly himself, and this Gunjamala, this is Radharani herself." That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Giriraj Govardhan, Sakshat Bhagwan, directly Bhagwan, in one form is Shri Krishna himself, and in another form, the Braj Gopis, Radharani, what do they say? They say these words. They call him Haridas Varra. That's why Maharaj was saying there are three types of Haridas Varra. One is Yudhishthira Maharaj, one is Uddhavji, and another is Haridas. Haridas was Yudhishthira Maharaj, Haridas Varra was the topmost Haridas is Shri Giriraj Varra. Why? Because Yudhishthira Maharaj, his entrance is still Sakya and Vatsalya, a little opulence present in his Vatsalya or Sakya. And there Uddhavji is sent himself by Krishna. He is Sakha of Krishna, and he has just a hint of the glories of Gopis. But there is Giriraj Govardhan, he is Haridas Varra, the topmost of the Haridas, because Maharaj one time he said that he is Haridasi also. Why? Because Bhagawan, he has performed his very sweet loving pastimes in each and every cave, every kunj of Giriraj Govardhan. Those divine transcendental pastimes, rasa dance, what he has performed, Vasanti Ras, he performed water pastimes, boat pastimes, he drank the honey wine, Julan pastime he performed. He performed so many wonderful, he overflooded this place with so many of his sweet pastimes. All these pastimes cannot be performed in front of any male. If some dasi would be there, only these pastimes can be performed in front of her. In one form, Giriraj Govardhan is Hari Das, and in another form is Hari Dasi. Why come he became like this, immovable as a mountain or a stone? The reason he says is that Bhagawan is performed such beautiful Shringar pastimes, of beautiful sweet pastimes. The Shringar pastimes cannot be performed in front of any male. So as if Shri Giriraj Govardhan, he becomes stunned. When suppose somebody becomes stunned, immovable, you can do whatever in front of him, doesn't matter to him. So he especially he took on this form so that all the very very sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna may be performed here. Another cause of his becoming immovable, because this is he's stunned out of love. Out of one of ecstatic symptoms of love is being stunned. When he gets the touch of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, when he has the darshan of their very beautiful sweet pastimes, he becomes stunned like a stone. This Giriraj Parvat, he became like a stone. Why? There are so many reasons Giriraj Govardhan is here in the form of a stone. That's why his name is Giriraj. One second. Like, his name is Giriraj, the topmost of the mountains. And Go means who can serve through senses, who can serve the senses. So he has served Radha and Krishna in so many different ways. And Radha and Krishna come here, he performs, gives him asan, achman, panchamrit. Giriraj Govardhan, he is through panchamrit, he is serving Radha and Krishna in very beautiful forms. Panchamrit means fruit, fruit juices, milk and honey. Dana, sugar cane is here, and sugar cane juice. When the cows eat here grass, they give milk, and of course waterfalls are there. And when Bhagwan comes to Giriraj Govardhan, through the touch of his lotus feet, as if Giriraj Govardhan is here standing on head. And these are not fountains, these are, he becomes so ecstatic by the touch of his lotus feet that from his eyes are flowing all these tears. And serving cows means, go means the, all the Brajavasis, the go, the cows. Var means amongst all the Brajavasis, Krishna and Karshna, Krishna and his devotees, he has served both of them. And from every angle we can see that Giriraj Govardhan is topmost. So by his mercy only we will achieve Bhagavat Prem. That's why under the guidance of Gurudev we have come to Giriraj Govardhan. May he be merciful on us. I have so many desires, but if he'll be merciful on us, like we can take only Bhagavat Prem and his service of his, their lotus feet. May we be established by his mercy and Radha Krishna's lotus feet. One Sakal Patar. Rasanand Prabhu told that Giriraj, he is Haridas as well as Haridasi. And also he told, not only this, Gurudev is saying, he is Bhagwan also. All those pastimes in front of male, these pastimes, sweet pastimes cannot be performed, these Nikunj pastimes cannot be performed in front of any males. That's why he is Haridasi also. So if it is like this, then Rasa dance that he performed in Vrindavan, Sharadiya Ras, this pastime was performed. So when we will call Vrindavani, not Vrindavan. If he is Giriraj, we will call him Giri Rani, the Queen Giri. So if he... Yes. You are speaking so quickly, I can't understand what you are trying to say. Without Ashra Tattva, Shringaras is not there. If without Ashra, there is no Shringaras. Wherever Shringaras pastimes are performed, Ashra is always there. That is why did you describe Radharani in the beginning in Mangalacharan? In some place it is said, because without Radharani, no Shringaras is performed. So first of all, Radharani's Mangalacharan should be performed first. Similarly, wherever these things are described. Now if Giriraj is Dasi, so one we should call Vrindavani, because he has appeared from Radharani's heart, Gurudev is saying. From the, just like Lalita and Vishakha, like their names are also like females, Lalita and Vishakha. They are the extensions of Radharani. Vyasadeva is describing in Bhavishya Puran. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also describing. Saptam Goswami also is describing. We should reconcile all these things and we should consider everything to be appropriate. He has appeared from Radharani's heart. So he is Sakhi also, Gurudev is saying. His servant also. Male form. Bhagwan's Swarup is also there. His manifestation of his opulence. Madhav Maharaj doesn't seem to agree, but Gurudev is. Rasanand Prabhu is saying further, he is Haridas, Haridas Var, and thus Haridas Var. Udhavji is called Haridas Var. After Udhavji, who is number is Gopis come. The five types of devotees that are described in the end, Gopis are described. Higher than them, there are no devotees. So Prematur devotees. Discuss after. Let him speak first. Don't speak in the middle. Don't waste time. Okay, we'll discuss this later, Gurudev says. Whatever Rasanand Prabhu said is correct. Yeah. So he's saying, what is his name as Gopi if he's in female form? Madhav Maharaj himself is speaking his own jai.
So Srila Gurudev said, and was not spoken, was not translated, that when Sri Krishna desired to come in his world, then he said to Srimati Radhika, "O Radhika, I desire to appear in Gokul, you should come with me." So Srimati Radhika said, "I cannot go to that place where there is not Yamuna, where there is not Giriraj Govardhan, where there is not the forest of Vrindavan." Therefore Krishna arranged that all the paraphernalia of Rajamandal should appear here in Vrindavan. So we heard from Pujapati, Padmanabha Maharaj and others, how Giriraj, even though he is the eternal associate of Sri Krishna, because of Nalabhadila, he appeared as the son of Dronachal, that is one appearance, and perhaps in another yuga, he appeared, he was carried here by Sri Hanumanji. So Sri Brahma, Sri Vishnu and Mahesh, the three main devatas, performed hard austerities to achieve the service of Sri Krishna. So we have heard already that Sri Brahmaji, after being bewildered by Sri Krishna's maya, and seeing the opulence and the sweetness of Rajanananda and Sri Krishna, that he prayed, Tadbhuri Bhagyam Nihajatmahata Bhadya Yogalati Katamandri Dajogi Shekham. That Lord Brahma prayed to take birth anywhere in Rajamandal, even at a stone, Yastubhikanam Bhagavan Mukundas, to achieve the food dance of the Vrindavasis, especially the gopis on his head. So, of all the gopis, the topmost is Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Brahmaji had that desire. Therefore, he took birth on in Balashana. So that hill where Vrishabhanu Maharaj's palace, the present Sri Mandir, is situated, that hill is called Brahmaparva. So Brahmaji, he also took birth here as one mountain. Then Lord Mahadev, he also took the benediction, you will also enter the pastimes of Krishna. So Nandagaon is situated on one hill, that hill is called Nandishwar Parvat, is direct incarnation of Lord Shiva. Parvana. Then Sri Vishnu, even though he's Bhagavan himself, but to achieve the service of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he also took the benediction, therefore he appeared here as Sri Giriraj Maharaj. Therefore, Sri Rasanandu said, one Surup of Giriraj is Sri Vishnu. And of course, in the pastime of lifting Govardhan for 7 days and seven nights, that time Sri Krishna directly showed, I am directly Vrajananandan Sri Krishna himself. But the gopis have also described, their Gopika Bhurulita or Haridasa Vajra. Another Surup has been described by the gopis in Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is Giriraj? He is Haridasa Vajo. He is the best servant of Sri Hari. Therefore, there are three Haridasas. The first is Sri Yudhisthira Maharaj. The second and superior to him is Haridasa Vajo, Sri Udavji. And superior to all of them is Sri Giriraj Maharaj. He is Haridasa Vajo. Why is he superior? Because in Radhakund, even Yudhisthira Maharaj took but there is one tree to perform bhajan of Krishna under the guidance of, under the shelter of Giriraj Maharaj. And Udav, Asamaham Chanamaru Jusamaham Shaman, Udav took birth at the feet of Giriraj as a blade of grass. Then the other two Haridasas both take shelter of the Haridasa Bhajo, Sri Giriraj Maharaj. Then how Giriraj, his name is Govardhana. Then Go has many meanings. Vada means to increase or to expand the happiness of Go. Go means Vedas, Go means Gopas, Go means Gopis, and Go also means the senses. Who increases the happiness of all the residents of Vrindavan, his name is Sri Govardhan Maharaj. Even though he is full of ras, he appears in a form which is like jar, which means inert. Because even though he is inert, still he is experiencing all the sattvic bhavs. All the trees on Giriraj, they all keep hair standing on him. The waterfalls are tears pouring from his eyes. Even we see Giriraj change his color, sometimes orange, sometimes purple, sometimes brown. But one of the Astasatri Bhavs experienced in the stage of Prema is Stamba, which means becoming completely stunned. So, some argument. So, also, that Giriraj can be worshipped as Bhagavan Sri Krishna, that was established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. When he gave the Shalagram Shila to Raghunath Goswami, then he said to Sri Raghunath Goswami, this is Krishna's Swarup. You can worship him with Tulsi Manjari and water. So there are many different conceptions of Giriraj Tattva. And last, of which there was some fighting, that Puttapada Rasananda explained, that is described that Giriraj has manifested from Shakti, from the heart of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, also some people describe him as Haridasi. Why? Because the best servant of Hari is Radhika herself. Therefore, who else? Therefore, Gurudev often says, we can also see Giriraj as Radha Swarup. In that, there will be no fault at all. Also, if Giriraj has a male abhiman, a male ego, then Radha Krishna, when they're performing their pastimes, then they will feel some shyness, especially Srimati Radhika, who never sees the face of any man except for Krishna. Therefore, Giriraj takes a stunned form that Radha Krishna can perform their pastimes very happily without disturbance. Gurudev gives the example, if you go in the bathroom, there's no one to see, therefore you can take off all your clothes and honey bowl, and you'll feel no shyness. Therefore, Giriraj takes a stunned form. Therefore, Radha Krishna perform all their pastimes of Giriraj with no shyness at all. Therefore, for all these reasons, because he manifests from the heart of Radhika also, therefore he's also sometimes described as Haridas.
कृष्ण प्रसादेन समस्त शरीर साम्राज्य मात्रो के परिणति शक्र से जब प्राप्त बलि साक्षात गोवर्धन में विशताम विश्व में
इन द वर्ल्ड विंध्याचल पर्वत माउंटेन इज देयर वेरी हाई माउंटेन्स इन यूरोप
आल्प्स
In other worlds, there are other very high mountains. Among the highest of them is Himalayas. Very long range and even high, very high. But Krishna, but he has declared Giriraj Govardhan to be the king of all these mountains. And they were not as fortunate as Giriraj Govardhan was. Although Krishna,
Krishna
is performed very sweet pastimes, attractive pastimes. Tomorrow we will go to Danghati.
Krishna,
with his Gwalbal Sakhas, he will go there. And he used to go there and stop all the gopis, give me some charity donation and then only you can proceed further. And he used to perform love fights with them. This Giriraj, our, may he fulfill our desire. Although this Giriraj Govardhan, in Manasi Ganga also we will go the day after tomorrow.
Ganga
that has appeared from the heart of Krishna. There is Parang Ghat. Both pastimes have been performed there. Chakleshwar Mahadev is there. We will also, within 1-2 days, we will visit these places. There Krishna, performing his boat pastimes, he made the gopis sit in the boat. He said, come, my boat is very nice. When he sat down in the boat and when he reached in the middle, he said, oh, it is so old, it has so many holes, please throw away your pots. Then you can even throw away your clothes now. And now he began to rock the boat as if it is going to drown. And Radhaji immediately embraced him. And his desire was fulfilled. Like this, Giriraj Govardhan is, his sarup is in two forms. One like a cow. Where, tomorrow we will go that place. Where his tail is, the cow is little higher that side. Giriraj Govardhan near Puchri, he is a little like the cow. That is his back side. It is little thick and higher. And this side is Radhakund and Shyamkund. It is little This Giriraj Govardhan's face, this is. But there are two eyes, are this Radhakund and Shyamakund, and it is turning its mouth towards its belly. That's why this becomes Mukharvind here, this side. Giriraj Govardhan, this side. And in the form of a peacock, like the peacock, when he spreads his feathers, that time that is Puchari, towards that side, back. And his face is towards Radhakund and Shyamakund is his face, and his eyes are Ramakund and Shyamakund. And he is turned away his face towards inside his belly again. That's why Mukharvind is here. That's why in Mukharvind we will perform Abhishek of Giriraj, and we will pray him about these. There are so many things to be discussed. We will speak later on. Where Krishna himself used to graze his cows, and Baldev ji also did not know that those sakhas and calves he has expanded himself. And when the calves ran towards the cows, then he understood. Then Baldev, he's performed in every cave. Kunch, he's performed his sweet amorous pastimes, very sweet, wonderful pastimes he has performed. Today we will finish this. All the devotees have described in so many ways. Tomorrow you will early, you will perform parikram. First of all, Dan Ghati. Then thereafter, Govind Kund. What was that name? Anur. Bring more. That village. Beside it, Govind Kund, Surya Kund, and other pastime places. Puchari, Naval Kund, Apsara Kund, there in Puchari. In Rasasthali, Indra's place, and Surabhi Kund, we will. There we will have our breakfast in Surabhi Kund. And then we will come back again to Dan Ghati and back here. This is tomorrow's program. After Kirtan, everybody should go. Pravachan will be on the way, not here. Around 6:15 we should leave, Gurudev says. Everybody should go.
Therefore, Pujapad Rasananda said that Gurudev, and this many, many years ago, Gurudev for a long time performed very hard austerities, doing parikram and so much chanting of the holy name here. Therefore, us also, this very place is very special. Also, Pujapad Maharaj has a special request. That we can request from Giriraj one benediction, that Gurudev may have a very, very long life.
Ajao!
So, there are many mountains. In Australia, there is the Snowy Mountains. In Europe, there is the Alps. In India, there is the Himalayas. But amongst all of them, Giriraj Maharaj is the best. Giri means mountain and Raj means king. Therefore, Giriraj means king of mountains.
Thank you.
Therefore, of all these mountains, Giriraj is indeed the most fortunate. Why? Because Yatraiva Krishna Vrishabhana Putra Dhanam Grihetam Karanam Grihetam Shuta Sutra Yatna Mahanti Atasvini Govardhanam Nisatama Vistam.
Because what remains? King Govardhan of all the mountains of all the world.
Krishna made Giriraj the king of all the mountains.
Raj means king. Emperor.
Not queen. So Radha and Krishna did many pastimes here. That here in Dan Ghati, Giriraj is very narrow there. Therefore, Krishna and all his sakas demanded tax from the gopis, and rightly so. Yatraya Krishna Vrishabhana Putra. Therefore, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, I want to take birth anywhere he near Govardhan to hear Krishna defeat the gopis here. Therefore, Manasi Ganga, that is also here. Krishna performed the pastime of being the boatman. So when the gopis came across Manasi Ganga, Then Krishna took absorbent tax from them. And as the boat was going, Krishna said, my boat is very old. It's full of holes. It's leaking. Then he said, you should throw your excess luggage overboard. Your jewelry, your pots of yogurt, your pots of ghee. Then finally you'll have to throw your cloth. Then the gopis were scared and Krishna began rocking the boat very violently. And in order that she would not fall overboard, Radhika grasped the neck of that boatman, who is Krishna. Here is Chakrishwar Mahadev. Here is the bhajan place of Sri Sanatana Goswami. So all these places we will go to in the next 2 or 3 days. Therefore, Sri Giriraj Maharaj has 2 surus. One, we can understand him to be like a cow, and one, we can understand him to be like a peacock. Like a cow is very thin at the neck and then becomes very wide in the back. Therefore, this behind section of Giriraj is fat, is little large. And there the tail is there, pichari. Also, the cow, when he sleeps, then his neck goes down, then his head goes up. Therefore, Giriraj goes, his back half is very big, then he goes down, then he comes up. And when a cow sleeps, he puts his head into his stomach. Therefore, the 2 eyes are like Radhakund and Shankund. And the mouth is behind, because the cow sleeps like that. So here is Mukhavinda. And the same thing like the peacock, his tail is very wide and he goes down and he sleeps with his head underneath his wing. The 2 eyes are also Radhakund and Shankund, and his mouth is Mukhavinda here. So 2 suruks we can understand of Giriraj. Also this place is the place of the cow grazing leelas of Krishna and Balaram. When Brahmaji stole the calves, then for 1 year Krishna became the boys and the calves. Even Balaram could not understand that. That Krishna had become all these things. Therefore tomorrow, after Kirtan, at 6:30, everyone will gather out here and we will go to Dhanavat 6 o'clock. We'll go to Gangavi, Dhanavat and Kun, Anayor, where Giriraj demanded more foodstuffs. Then Apsara Kun, Govinda Kun, then Pichori, then those Kuns at the
Nirmal Kund.
Then coming round to Rasa Stali.
Apsara Kund.
Then we'll take Chakachak Prasad there at Suri Kund. Then we'll finish our half parikram. Go Premanandi.
কিছু কিছু ভক্ত অসুস্থ হয়ে পড়েছেন আমাদের পাঠ কীর্তনের পরে ডক্টর প্রেমময়ী দেবী উনি অফিসার ওখানে বসবেন যার ওষুধের দরকার তারা কি ওখানে ওষুধ সংগ্রহ করতে পারবেন কই কই ভক্ত অসুস্থ হয়ে গেছে হ্যাঁ উন লোকের বতাতা হু যে ডক্টর আমারে হ্যাঁ ডক্টর প্রেমময়ী দেবী প্রবচন কীর্তন বাদ